is up. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city currently known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song Impurities by Arlo Parks off of their album My Soft Machine Deluxe, and you heard it while listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you, and today's definition of the word cool is cool verb makes sense. I came up with this theme or definition, whatever you want to call it, when I was in, you know how sometimes you just have your biggest, like, strikes of creative genius while you're falling asleep? And this was that for me. Like, I was kind of drifting off into sleep, and I was just had this, some might say, stroke of genius. And I was like, oh, I have to write this down. But the kind of, like, I guess the motivator or like the kind of framing for it is like, I'm just so curious and like interested in the way that people passively use the word cool, and cool as like an instinctual kind of reaction to whatever. And so, like, I think that often in kind of like smaller examples, like, we're not thinking about, like, not talking about kind of like these grander, and I'm putting that in big air quotes, like, oh, that's a cool band, or like, oh, like, that's a cool, like, designer, like these kind of like cultural artifacts or like tenets of coolness that are like very much like tokens and to be exchanged and observed and whatever, da da da. Like, I'm not really thinking about like cool and cultural or like social capital, kind of more in terms of like artistic projects and stuff, which I guess, whatever, it doesn't really matter. But like, if I like am listening to an album, for example, and I like, my first reaction is just, oh, that was cool, and I like don't have the capacity, or like I don't really feel like being like, what exactly, like, let's break this down. I think often when I at least say something is cool, what I kind of mean is like, oh, like, that makes sense. Like, that everything seems to be a part of this whole. And so I just want to talk about that and explore that. If we're going to, like, break down, like, dictionary definition of what makes sense is, something that makes sense is intelligible, justifiable, or practicable. And to make sense of something is to find meaning or coherence in something. And I think that, like, I at least, more colloquial, use that phrase, like a combination of these two understandings of like, something makes sense, like something is coherent, something is like things like this. So the verbs that I kind of like plucked out to illuminate like the different kind of facets of something making sense are if something works, if something tracks, and if something fits, which are all kind of like, again, like as the show does, different sides of the exact same coin. But let's talk about it after we listen to some banger tunes. So this next song is Moo by Mitza Conte, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Thank you.
Is up. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city, commonly known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, you just heard the song Pair a Dice by Discovery Zone, their most recent single. Just before that was The Sign featuring Kiki Hitomi, the Leaf Library remix by Sarus, off of like Sarus's remix by DJ Nuff and the Leaf Library. They released two singles off of their most recent like fuller release. One remixed by the Leaf Library, The Sign, and another one remixed by DJ Nuff. And then open that set with Moo by Mitsu Conte, their most recent single. You are listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork, you are you. And today's definition of the word cool is cool verb makes sense. One way that things make sense is they just work. Thing that I thought was kind of interesting when I was like planning what I was saying for this episode and stuff. I do a lot of like literally looking up the definitions of things, and I don't use like Urban Dictionary or stuff like that. I just don't, it's not that reliable, and it's not really like the way that the definitions are written. Like, I think it's harder to do the kind of talk about the things that I want to talk about by looking at those. It doesn't really matter. But something that was kind of interesting to me was, like, there, at least in any of the resources that I kind of looked at, there wasn't a definition that encompassed kind of like how I actually use that verb, like, oh, it works. The closest I got was that something operates or functions properly or effectively. Which doesn't really mean what I think this word means. When I say, like, oh, like, that works, I think, like, what I liked about, or, like, the reason why I wanted to, like, look at this facet of something making sense, something working, is because the other kind of things that I'm going to talk about, like, something fits or something tracks, they're just a little bit more, well, we'll talk about it. But I think works is like, it's a really helpful word, or like it's a really helpful framing of it, because it allows for unexpected. I think it's like it kind of marries like something unexpected, but being coherent, or like comprehensible almost. So that's also like so exciting when you're kind of listening to something or consuming something or whatever, and like that kind of unexpected quality that, not that you wouldn't expect to kind of fit into the space, but maybe you just wouldn't have thought of incorporating, or you wouldn't have thought to reference, it's so exciting and it's so cool. That makes, when it makes sense, when that reference or whatever is coherent, like that unexpectedness within the kind of context of it serving and like supporting whatever project or whatever you're like engaging with it in. I think that like that unexpectedness is part of what makes it so exciting and makes it so cool and makes it so like engaging, whatever. And like part of what makes it successful, I guess, and maybe that, I mean, who's to say if that's a gauge of coolness, whatever, it's a whole other episode, but like how successful and grounded almost that unexpected quality is, when it works because it is grounded in whatever it's being, the unexpected is being injected into. And I just think that's a helpful or like different framing of like something making sense than what else we're going to talk about today. So those are some thoughts on that. We're going to move along. This next song is Self Control by Ori featuring and Foundation FM featuring Suki. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Yeah. 7 Entertainment presents hardcore punk band Military Gun, performing cuts from their critically acclaimed album Life Under the Gun in Vancouver on Friday, March 8th at the Rickshaw Theater. Catch them in Vancouver before their upcoming performances at Bonnaroo and Coachella this year. Tickets on sale now at f7entertainment.com.
Is your mom obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So is ours!
Are you too obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So are we!
Tune in to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma, here at CITR 101.9 FM.
A radio show dedicated to Latin awesomeness and culture. Hosted by yours truly, the one and only
DJ Bruja, and the other one and only
DJ D-Rod.
Disclaimer, Viva Perú, el momento para el alma, contains a high amount of llama content.
DJ D-Rod and DJ Bruja are not responsible for a newly found llama obsession.
Catch us every other Sunday at 5 p.m. Besitos.
Passar.
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, and traditional land of the Hankamang-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard the song Ainda Importa by Girls 96 off of their most recent release, 1996. Just before that was Shy Girls Mute featuring Lolo Zuai off of Shy Girls' most recent release, Club Shy EP. And then opened that set with Self Control by Ori and Foundation FM featuring Suki. You're listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you. And today's definition of the word cool is cool verb makes sense. We've talked about things that work. Now let's talk about things that track. This is a word that I use a lot. I honestly, if we're being completely honest, I don't know if I hear people use this word as often as I do and in the way that I do, but I think that's fine. And I don't think that that has to affect what I talk about on my radio show. Because when I say that like something tracks, I guess another you could say, or it follows, it's like it's predictable. It makes sense. And this is like a way more, I think, literal interpretation of like it makes sense versus works. I think that like it's a lot more like sequential. There's a lot more emphasis on like something being a consequence. And I think there's also more emphasis on movement. Like when I say like something tracks, obviously, not obviously, but I think of like train tracks or like a car on a track. like it really like it, something leads into another thing. And like there's maybe imagination or like logic that goes into seeing that movement. But a big part of, I think, like making something making sense, the like the quality of like, oh, this piece or this, yeah, whatever makes sense, is that you can kind of see the progression of how they got to that point. There's motion, there's movement, there's consequence, there's sequence. Sequence. and we've talked about this show so much, but yeah, I think that like that's, I mean, this is just like the predictability, I think. And again, like this is where like it's oppositional to work. Something works where like the unexpected is like within that framing of it, like unexpectedness is kind of like a part of that. I think that predictability and yeah, sequence is like all like a other perspective of something making sense. That's also exciting and cool. So those are some thoughts on that. We're gonna move along. This next song is Country Doctor by Tonk. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Won't you tend to me, country doctor? Can you help me to confirm if there's a balm in Gilead for my wound full of worms? Don't look so sad, country doctor. Him around, don't feel so bad. Country doctor, had enough of long gone souls like me. I'll put the sun. Thank you.
yourself. Satisfy yourself.
Mark your calendar for February 29th, 2024, because the Study and Go Abroad Fair is coming to Vancouver at the Vancouver Convention Center. Don't miss this free opportunity to start planning your next step in education at the undergraduate or postgraduate level, or to travel abroad. Meet with top universities, graduate schools, and professional schools from Canada and around the world to learn about the university and college programs on offer, scholarships, as well as travel, work, and volunteer opportunities worldwide. To learn more or to register for free, please visit studyandgoabroad.com and join us February 29th at the Vancouver Convention Center.
Are you someone in recovery? Someone struggling with addiction or disordered eating? Or are you simply curious to explore your relationship to alcohol, drugs, and other types of addictive behaviors? The UBC Student Recovery Community is a safe space to connect with others. The SRC provides many types of support, such as drop-in hours, recovery meetings, one-on-one support, and even has a dedicated recovery lounge. The SRC supports all pathways of recovery, from harm reduction to abstinence and everything in between. You can learn more at recovery_UBC on Instagram. And you can also contact the community at src.recovery@ubc.ca. Remember, you're not alone.
And outside the window,
Is up. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations, and the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song Land With No Laws by Hank off of their most recent release, Minimalist Moods. Just heard that was Bad Bad Not Good's most recent single, Take What's Given, country banger, and then open that set with Tonks, newest single, Country Doctor. You're listening to Teachable Moment, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork, you are you, and today's definition of cool is cool, verb, makes sense. We've talked about things that work, we've talked about things that track, and also about things that fit. This is a lot more similar to tracks than works. That's okay. Because while tracks is like about motion and movement and like sequencing, I think that fits is a lot more about like literally like I really think my note is just snugness, like really like puzzle pieces fitting into each other, like something that it's less sequential. I'm more kind of reasonable, more kind of like A plus B equals C, which I guess is a sequence when you say it out loud, but it's a little more static to me, like the kind of like framing of like something making sense because like it just fits into that, it like fits into the information given. Like I think like tracks is a little bit, yeah, more you're like, oh, I can see where these decisions were made. I can see like if this person has done this thing, then like it tracks then that like, and they might do something different further down the line. Like their journey might take them somewhere. This tracks. This makes sense. But I think something fitting is more like, it's, yeah, less about the journey and it's less about where they're going and maybe more about like where they are right now. Like, okay, so they have put this song out. They put this song out last month. So it then fits that the song they put out this month will be similar to that. Versus tracks would be they put this album out 2 years ago. It tracks that this album would sound like this. But again, like we talk a lot about definitions and da-da-da on this show. And fits does have a definition that was helpful, unlike works or tracks, honestly. But there's something about like it being in agreement, something being harmonious, something matching. And I think that because it is kind of like in my understanding or like in my brain, like it is like pieces fitting into each other. It's like more static. And so like this kind of idea of harmony and matching, makes sense, because it really, to me, like that's really a relationship of existing elements versus like growing or like developing kind of journey and changes. So those are some thoughts on that. We must move right along. This next song is A Dream Goes On Forever featuring John Glacier by Vegan, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Something's about to happen, would you say? I know my darkness will not go away. So I threw away logic so I find a way. Will we be okay? Tell me we will be okay. I'm a butterfly, I'm a butterfly high. Things are gonna change, I'm gonna change. Even you and me won't stay the same. I'm a butterfly, I'm a butterfly high. Things are gonna change, I'm gonna change. Even you and me can't stay the same. You and me, me and you. Me, I got nothing to prove. When it's just me and you, used to have nothing to lose. Now you're someone I could lose. Me, I got nothing to prove. When it's just me and you, used to have nothing to lose. Now you're someone I could lose. Me, I got nothing to prove. When it's just me and you, used to have nothing to lose. Now you're someone I could lose. Me, I got nothing to prove. When it's just me and you, used to have nothing to lose. Now you're someone I could lose. I made up my mind, I made up my mind. So you stay by my side.
What is up? You're listening to CATR 101.9 FM. You just heard the song Butterfly High by Kimmortal, their most recent single. Before that was Ramzilla Dream by Ramsey off of their release Ooh Woo All Stars, and then opened that set with Vegan, A Dream Goes On Forever featuring John Glacier. We have reached the end of our show. You're listening to The Teachable Moment, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork, you are you, and today's definition of the word cool was cool verb makes sense. We talked about works, tracks, fits, and I think we learned a lot today. We're going to close the show with Earth Dad and Music Sheehan's Ending Stadium off of their Ending EP. I'm obsessed with Music Sheehan. I just learned about Earth Dad through this release, and I'm obsessed with them too. So I am sure you will enjoy this next song. Thank you so much for listening to Teachable Moments. Stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.